To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I don't think yesterday was a Kevin Stefanski loss per se. I'll also say so much of why you and I have talked about Andrew Berry today is just it seems like Kevin is taking the brunt of this loss, and that just that feels disproportionate to why the Browns are where they are over the last, what is it now, carry the two, 22, 23, 24 games?
Yeah, it's funny because it feels like it's a spread the blame around week.
Yeah.
And it feels like, so if last week was on Kevin, this week is more on everyone just saying, you got to blow the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Let's go Oppenheimer on it, just full nuclear. And it just, it kind of feels like the mentality now. And I can't argue with any fan that wants that, by the way. I have no defense of this group. I have no defense of DePodesta and Berry and Stefanski and the trio, and then mixed even with Haslam. I got nothing. That you've left me with no arrow in my quiver.
At least with Kevin. And again, I'm the guy that would have fired him last December for Vrabel. So I am in no way I'm turning into a Kevin Stefanski apologist. But at least with Kevin, I know if I give him a quality roster, he can win. He might not be able to win everything, but he can at least be competitive. Andrew Berry's the guy that took this from Nick Chubb to Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett to so on and so forth, to Myles Garrett being the last man standing, right? And I think all that said, here's where Kevin did factor in the loss yesterday. There's one thing to be vanilla, which is bad enough. There's another to have a rookie quarterback who doesn't have a strong arm, who is behind a bad offensive line, who is not the biggest guy in the world, to drop back and throw 52 times. And Quinshon Judkins had 12 carries yesterday. And by the way, we can say that the Browns didn't run the ball well, and we'd be you'd be 100% right in saying that. They also had a better yard per carry on their limited carries than the Steelers did on their bountiful carries. But this comes back to this. You built this whole offense around one player. And one position, really. It's a running back. It's Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah.
He's the only thing that goes. And when you get into a game where it was a 1-2 possession, maybe what I think it was a 10-point game going into the fourth quarter, when you have a game that is that close, you cannot bail and put it on the pass game that early. And it is fair to say, well, you didn't have any success running. Yes, but you don't give up on that. In that kind of game, you keep running and understand so, Dylan Gabriel might have to mitigate or might have to work around some third and sixes.
I mean, he tried early. Browns ran 15 plays for 35 yards over the first three drives. He tried early, and I think what happened, I'll give Coach Rhea some credit. In the pregame where me and Coach were discussing how this was all going to look, he was like, it's pretty simple. This is the time they're going to dare Dylan Gabriel to beat them with his arm. Like, they're going to stack the box, everything predictable that you would think, but they're going to make Dylan beat him with his arm. And the run game's going to really struggle because of it. And the run game did really struggle because of that. And I think once Dylan wasn't able to beat him through any amount of distance through the air, I almost wonder if Stefanski just waved the white flag on that because he knew he was setting Quinshon up to fail. I'm not making an excuse for him here. It's just what the game dictated in many ways was not favorable to having Quinshon go out there and try to carry everything.
Yes, but at some point you have to put him on the table and say, this is who we are. And to go away three series in when the game is close. And by the way, let's be real clear here. The Steelers weren't necessarily the best offense we've ever seen. While the Steelers had some success offensively, your defense was keeping you in a position to win.
It was a 9-3 game at the half. You were right there,
and so
all things
like,
considered. It felt like 90-3, but you were right there.
And so like that's where I struggle with. Of like, I think Kevin's... Kevin going away from the run game and doing exactly what the Steelers wanted him to do, which is let's see if Dylan can beat you.
That's the problem. Is he fell right into the Steelers trap.
And I think that put Dylan in a bad situation. I think it put the offense, who's already behind the eight ball and then some, I think it put them in a bad situation. Bailing on the run when you're down two scores in the fourth quarter, understandable. Bailing on the run in the early second quarter when you're down, I think at that point you were down maybe a field goal. That's like, and by the way, that's a cliche that has become young, and I don't want to say young because I know Kevin's a grown man, he's like 46, but that is a cliche of younger head coaches in the NFL. Younger offensive-minded head coaches, the second you take away the run, they're like, cool, I get to throw it. And it's honestly, it's what separates McVay and Shanahan and Kevin O'Connell and guys like Kevin Stefanski and Mike McDaniel.
Well, you'd get excited if you had a quarterback that last week wasn't 3 of 10 on passes that traveled at least 10 air yards. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd get excited if you had a quarterback that could actually hit that. I think it's funny, as much as we talked about Tomlin almost defending Stefanski earlier today, the broadcast at one point had mentioned the story where they said that Tomlin had mentioned, how did he word it? I'm trying to think of it. The Browns chew with their mouths closed. That's how he said it. The Browns chew with their mouths closed. And how they interpreted that, the Tomlinism, was that basically they're scared to do anything. And they're not going to be attacking in any sort of way. So like Tomlin told the broadcasters what were going to happen before the game and then watched it play out to a T. Like that's some predictable offense in a way that Stefanski's got to go back to the drawing board and figure out how that went down and really how to adjust.
216-474-0092. How much of yesterday was on Kevin Stefanski? We do have to get to an impatient Myles Garrett. But let's go with Tony in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing? You say that Kevin is a fraud of it. He is, truly is. But one thing, let me say this. I got to be a better fan, okay? But anyway, Junkins is the best offensive player that we have on the team. So why don't they give him to the ball at least twice in a row? They never do that. They give it to him, then three plays later, they give it to him.
They did
again
on the final drive in Minnesota. He went back-to-back, and then the third and 11 they threw. But they gave it to Junkins back-to-back carries there, like the most important part of the game.
Yeah, but he didn't do it in Pittsburgh. That was yesterday's game. You see what I'm saying? They had a
third. You said never do it. He did it last week in the most important part of the game.
Yeah, and Juggins, I mean, the quarterback, he almost had six interceptions, but he still want to throw the ball. See what I'm saying? That's what Kevin do.
We agree. Tony, we appreciate you. Thank you so much there. Let's go.
I don't think we agree. I think that was the point.
Well, you were being a literal Louie. He did
it. Well, but it was true, was it not?
It was. I was agreeing with the last thing that he said, which is Kevin throwing 52 times is something that Kevin does. That is, I mean, this is how the Browns are going to win. Quinshon's going to carry the ball 20 times a game. You're probably going to get another 5 to 10 carries from your other running backs. And then Dylan's going to throw 25 to 30 attempts with 3 to 5 decent throws down the field. Like, that's, if you could draw it up in a lab, that's how you do it. Right there. That ratio of 30 rushes, 35 rushes, maybe 40 rushes to 25 to 30 attempts. Like, I know that it is very easy to move on from Dylan today for a lot of obvious reasons. I didn't believe in the guy when you drafted him. I thought it was a bad decision then. You were in the same boat. But in the interest of, like, logic, I can't grade Dylan Gabriel off that game yesterday.
No, yesterday was not his fault in many ways. Now, was he great? No, but it wasn't his fault in many ways. Not only with the offensive line being as bad as it was, the drops you have with the receivers, like it's a masterclass of suck around him right now, and that's just unfortunate for him.
I know we've already talked about Isaiah Bond getting donked in the helmet.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard on the, I can't remember who actually got credit for the sack because it was like three Steelers.
Oh yeah, and JJ Watt's like, and Ian Eagle was like, do they do third sacks?
There, yeah.
And JJ Watt did not want to joke with that at all. But if like the half sack was his principal.
He was definitely offended by that. But the sack actually went to the Browns, and I couldn't tell if it was Conklin or Teller or Posick. But basically,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dylan felt a body wrap around him, and it was his own offensive lineman. And it looked like Big Spoon, Little Spoon. Yeah. And I chortled.
He's very used to laughing. He's very used to Big Spoon, Little Spoon.
That's true. But he's always the Little Spoon.
Exactly the point.
He's a tiny little guy.
He got hit 16 times yesterday.
Is that bad?
That's not good.
Okay.
It's not good.
So would you say in the future they should do that less?
I did think it was funny, by the way. All my Shador Sanders people moved the conversation to, we want to see Shador play, to immediately, maybe it's all right that he hangs out for a little bit longer.
Yeah, let the offense develop. You know what I mean?
After watching that offensive line of the receivers, maybe we don't need to rush Shador Sanders into this because it doesn't seem like Peyton Manning in his prime could win with his offensive line and wide receivers.
Also, we abandon the moving Dylan around thing. We're just done with that after 1 week.
I don't know.
I remember one of the things that they touted when they went with him was he's more mobile, so you can get him out on boots and just little creative plays to keep the heat off.
All the RPOs and everything that they'd put in there. But it's part of the reason why they were worried about Shador as a backup is because it wouldn't translate the same way. And then it looked like Dylan.
And then
didn't
translate for Dylan.
Oh, it looked like he had his feet stuck in quicksand. I don't know what that was.
Let's go with Cool Ray in Bedford. Cool Ray, what you got, bud?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right. What you got?
Yo, so I put this soul loss on Stefanski, and it's because the narrative that, Dylan's a better quarterback and all. We saw his arm strength, his speed show. We know how bad the offensive line has been, but at the end of the day, we're looking at individual abilities. But moving forward, I think that every loss now has to be put on the owner. Because you have the ability to make coaching changes, you have the ability to make personnel changes, and you're not. Because this team, listen to your fan base. Some of us have been fans since Red Wright 88. And we're telling you now that this is the first time in our life that we felt bored watching this team. Like we weren't even competitive. Like, this is supposed to be a rivalry. We hate this team. And we watch a coach just quit. We watch a team quit. And I know we don't want to assume that, and I know you guys in the media won't say that, but we watched all Browns fans watch this team quit. We watch a coach put a quarterback on the field that shouldn't be on the field and just kill him out there like that yesterday. This team is not that bad. This team is quitting on this coach.
Cool Ray. They're 1-5. They've been blown out 3 times. They are that bad.
But they're not bad because we're watching this team. These are NFL players, and we understand if another coach.
Every team is NFL players there, Cool Ray. That doesn't mean all of them are good NFL players.
But look at the game plan, like just thinking and dunking and thinking and dunking. They're unwatchable. Now, this is a game plan. And everybody's acting like this is the way to win. It is not. Even Chicago is barely watchable, but the Browns are even below Chicago watchable. The Giants has always been unwatchable, but people are watching the Giants more than we're watching the Browns.
All right. Cool, Ray. We appreciate you, buddy. We are up against it. Here's the problem. This is what you signed up for. When we talked about going back to the Stefanski offense, when we talked about the wide zone run blocking scheme, this is what they were signing up to do. Maybe not this vanilla, but in fairness, I think the first 4 games with Flacco were getting the offense ready for Dylan Gabriel, and then by the time the offense was ready for Dylan Gabriel, they don't have an offensive line that can block for the quarterback. So I just think, like, I get it. We want the pound of flesh. We want Kevin's got to be the fall guy. Guys, nothing's going to get better. It's not a good team. The offensive line is not good, and that's because of the talent they have. It's not scheme. It's not this. Could they be a little bit more watchable? Yeah, but they got a pint-sized quarterback who's not a guy that throws beyond the sticks. Like, this is what everybody asked for when we benched Joe Flacco 2 weeks ago. I don't know we should be that surprised at how bad it looks, because this was always the downside of making that move.
No, this was always on the table. Like, this was something that could happen to the Browns, and now it's happened. And I do think people are surprised at the degree that it's happened within the offensive line, and then also even with the receivers, but it was always on the table. We've seen this before. This is not the first time we've seen the offensive line just go through injury after injury and replacement after replacement. We've seen this.
Now, finally, I'm hearing more people say that Kevin Stefanski is just an A-plus version of Pat Shurmur, which is something I've said for a while now. That does feel like it rings a little bit more true after yesterday. We'll ask Daryl Ryder how much of yesterday was on Kevin Stefanski in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.